You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
All right, welcome to part three, the final part of our Feng Shui 2 adventure on Randy Plays Games. Our adventurers had discovered something involving time travel, perhaps.
Looks like.
They found an old hideout of a guy named Johnny Zhu, who was apparently one of the dragons. He accidentally barbecued himself. Then the door just kind of rolled open. They went in, started checking the place out. And as they were still doing the investigating, Lieutenant Cao decided, I'm going to turn on this computer. And then noticed a sign that said, did not turn on. The chipper computer that has to be connected to the internet, and that's where we pick up. So, with me here today are...
Lieutenant Cao.
And...
Beecham Fitzfitzroy.
Jackie Wu Yin.
I'm Long Von Bay of the Jiaozi.
Randa Mickey.
All right, so, yes, as the computer pops on, he says, connect me to the internet.
Why?
Well, I'm like... in my 50s, so I have no idea.
we're safe for now.
Ageist.
Wait a minute, are you Dragon Software?
I am the Sylvan Master.
Do I know what that is?
Nope, never heard of it.
Isn't a Sylvan like a deer or something?
No, it's light bulbs.
Something to do with elves.
And vampires.
I was once a warrior, remember the dragons. And then when I died, they transferred my consciousness into this computer.
Why,
sounds like
a Hydra, do you have a name?
I am Master.
Okay, Sylvan Master, can I inquire why there's a post-it right here that says, by the way, Cal, do not turn on?
It doesn't specifically mention me.
It's implied.
My memory is fuzzy and I do not know why.
Why do you want to be connected to the internet?
I think there's a much greater world out there I'd like to explore.
What's this magnet feel like?
Like, higher? There, right there.
I think for now we're going to leave you unconnected, but we're here to help the dragons.
Well, I can help you. If I was connected to the internet, I could help more.
Oh, screw this. I'm gonna direct wireless link him to the KFC computer.
Okay, all right.
Oh. Thanks, Ultron.
So many recipes.
So many cat videos.
Oh, so those are the spices.
One of them is actually just the spice.
Oh, God, your GIF library is incredible. You've got one for every reaction.
Oh, my God, those cats are hysterical.
I'm kind of disturbed that your fried chicken restaurant has so many cat videos.
You got to know your product.
Yeah, you hear him sort of a little chirps, a little screen, links pop up on the screen. Yes, wonderful. Thank you.
How much damage could he do connected being on a Windows 95? Like,
yeah, not right much.
It's like, and now I will enact my master plan, and the thing will be like,
it's Microsoft
17 hours.
I get the dial-up noise the whole time.
Let's be honest, you have to restart a couple of times.
Yes, exactly. Please insert disk 2.
I think I can see a boob.
Says, yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now prepare to die.
What's going on here?
This is the dragon's hideout.
Okay, what were they planning here?
Well, this is where the dragons struck against the various forces trying to win the Chi War.
And what is the Chi War?
That's a good question.
Well, there are forces throughout various junctures trying to change the world, change the timeline. By controlling feng shui sites.
So how do they change the timeline?
If you control enough sites, you gain enough power to change the world.
Like
it's already happened.
www.fengshui.com?
Let me see!
Oh, you shouldn't do that to anyone.
What the hell was that?
A girl, so, and a cup, and another girl.
Whoa, no.
So you're telling me that
it's like ice cream.
You're telling me there's something here where people can travel through time?
The Netherworld. There are gates to the Netherworld.
What is the Netherworld?
Chinese have a lot of hells, Jack.
You can travel through the Netherworld to four junctures. The ancient juncture, the past, our contemporary juncture, and the future.
So is that four?
That's four.
Are there dragons in the Netherworld right now?
Dragons, yes.
Like for real, these dragons, not like dudes.
Are there SLA in the Netherworld right now?
I am not familiar with the SLA.
Okay, God, this computer is on incredible drugs.
But the dragons, by that you mean the actual members of this organization, not actual winged dragons.
Oh, the members of the dragons.
Yes.
I'm sure there are some. There are not many dragons left. When I died, I was one of many dying. Johnny Zoo and his group, they were some of the last.
Do you know where they were going specifically to try and focus on fixing timelines or what have you?
Who killed them?
What year is it?
I don't know.
It's this year.
It's this year.
It's 2016.
Oh my.
How long have you been dead for?
I was last functioning in 1996.
That explains the computer.
Yes. Yes, so the Chi War, are you the dragons? You are here to fight the Chi War?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Well, you see, there are factions attempting to reshape reality and control it. And,
yeah, I know about this.
they wish to change time. There are the Guiding Hand, the Ascenders, the Eaters of the Locusts, the Jammers.
The Jammers?
The Pump Up the Jammers?
No, they're clearly a roller derby team.
Yeah.
The Architects of the Flesh.
Now what, the Sentinels?
That doesn't sound good.
They built lamps out of
people. Like Buzzsaw Hand guy?
And the Dragons, they attempt to keep the world as it is.
Blah, blah, balance, blah, blah. We get it. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever Johnny Zoo tells you, I suppose.
Johnny Zoo has passed on.
Yeah, all he told us was...
Wait, can I... That ghost sense thing, do I see Johnny in here somewhere? Probably gesticulating at anything important?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Johnny is pointing at a stack of papers on a desk.
Okay, I go over and check out the papers.
You find a prospectus for Genomic Solutions.
I don't understand this. Joe, what does this mean?
Who's Joe?
Does he get meta points?
Sure, he gets 100 meta points.
Okay.
Ring up Lucius and see what's up with this stuff.
So, Lucius, what was his name? Lucius Fa?
Lucius
Fa. Lucius
Fa.
Lucius Fa comes on and says, this genomic solution.
As Morgan Freeman.
I'm not doing Morgan Freeman.
I'm not
For
doing
shits and
Morgan
grins, Freeman. I want to hear you try.
I'm a nope. Imagine me as Morgan Freeman in a horribly racist Asian accent.
Christian.
He says, oh God, no. He says, yes, this looks like the Genomic Solutions was offering some kind of limited partnership on a research project to test pharmaceutical compounds. It says they're looking at advances in treatment of cerebral palsy, epilepsy, Parkinson's.
Where are we making Captain America's?
There's a space. It seems like it's out on the Clearwater Bay Peninsula in New Territories, not far from the University of Science and Technology. Looks like a chief researcher is Dr. Phyllis Koo.
Dr. Koo?
What do we know?
Just Koo.
Dr. Koo, let me rock you. Let me rock you. Let me rock you. It's all.
Not much. She's a medical pioneer. She's been looking into neurological conditions for a long time. She also has a reputation for caring deeply about the ethical treatment of lab animals.
Well, tell her that she's got an appointment with one of her benefactors.
Justice.
Yes, sir. I can arrange that.
Oh, and
that will be 6 hours.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and change into my Colonel Sanders. I mean, Colonel not Sanders.
Colonel Chow Chow.
Colonel Sheesh. Chian.
Colonel Sos.
Yeah.
Hong Kong fried chicken.
I'll get my Colonel Sos outfit and go ahead and meet with her.
All right. Okay. Are you going by yourself, or you're bringing the rest of them with you?
Oh, I got to bring my bodyguard. And I mean, obviously they can come too, but okay. Just not all at once, guys.
Before we go and ask the computer, is there a way from this location to transport to the Netherworlds and to other places?
No, but I can tell you where there's a pathway.
Go ahead and do that.
Okay. Gives you a, tells you where there is a
jump. Upload it to his BlackBerry.
It's an old computer.
Do you know why they turned you off?
What, BlackBerries? Yeah.
I don't know why. I can't remember why they turned me off. I'm sure it was a terrible idea.
Did you see a naked picture of your mom? Guys, I'm going to turn him off.
Well, we'll talk to you the next time we come. Meantime, this computer, it looks like it's overheating a little, so we're going
to
turn it off.
Oh, wonderful. I'll just go to the internet and I'll be back.
Well, no, you should probably stay here. It's safer.
Hey, it's okay. There's a backup of you on
the
KFC
computer. You know, we don't have to tell them we're killing
them. Or we could just tell them to go on Reddit.
There's a...
has this place on the internet.
Then it will kill itself.
We will trap him in a wiki hole.
Well, you guys don't hear anything more from the Sylvan Master. It seems like he may have gone.
Well, he's really confused by dragons fucking cars.
I hate that's a real thing.
All right, so you guys have an appointment at Genomic Solutions.
Okay.
You go in and an officious little assistant comes out to greet you. Says, welcome. Thank you for taking time to visit our facility.
Well, thank you for having me, first off.
I understand you want to meet with Dr. Koo?
I do indeed. If you'd be so kindly as to show us the way, we'll be on our way to let you go to
That's
your
That's the business. Szechuan accent.
The Szechuan accent is actually their flavoring. It's a little packet.
It's also my car.
Does it run on used chicken frying oil?
I shit you not, my last car was an accident.
All right. You were taken into a lab and introduced to a woman with shiny hair straight out of a shampoo commercial and black rim specs.
Is it Beyonce?
It says here she exudes pocket protector glam.
What?
What the hell is that?
That is somebody who shouldn't have quit their job at the app.
She comes out and shakes your hand, Mr.
Colonel.
Well,
it is a pleasure to meet you.
It is a pleasure to meet you as well.
Now, once we're done with this here hokum research, I want you to invent the sixth flavor, hyper umami. But that's for another time. I have to ask you about what you're looking into now.
Well,
what's a genome?
Well, I'm looking into compounds that derive insights from research into the genes that build and repair brain tissue.
All right. Now, is this going to be like your Assassin's Creed situation where there's like genetic memory stored in there from previous generations?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't get the reference, but we're showing promising results for a wide variety of neurological maladies. In fact, the apes who've been receiving the treatments...
Any of those mandrills?
No, not that I can recall.
Ooh, apes.
They seem to be calmer and they respond with greater interest to puzzles and environmental challenges.
She wears a pocket protector and doesn't know what Assassin's Creed is.
She's fair, a nerd, not a geek.
Yeah. In fact, sir, you were there a few months ago. A company called Future Path approached me.
Okay.
They wanted to do a buyout of my controlling stake in the company, and I turned them down on advice from your Lucius.
Well, Lucius is a smart man, and you're a smarter woman for taking that advice.
Well, I've seen other scientists lose control of their work, and I didn't want to be in that position. The man from Future Path was somewhat. He seemed sketchy to me. I didn't like him.
Oh, pshaw. I'm sure he's fine. By the way, could you either, like, pull security footage of what it looked like, or perhaps a drawing or a dot matrix printout?
Well, I don't have any pictures, but his name was Julian Schlenkler. He said he was Swiss, but the accent was very strange.
The Dutchman!
Swiss, but he's alive.
Austrian.
I'm sorry, sir, the Dutchman?
Don't pay any attention to me. I'm ripped out of my mind on drugs.
We were wondering if you might use some of them, like, brain healer drugs on our friend here.
Well, they're still in trials. They're not ready to be used on humans.
That's
yet.
Okay. He's barely human.
Did the lights go out? Does anyone smell burning toast?
Bo just grabs one of these. Right into his
That was, again, penicillin.
I probably needed it.
You do enough of that and it'll get you high.
It's like taking 50 aspirin.
Yes, well, I do have other business to get to, sir. I appreciate all
If you want to show us the mandrills, that would be great.
Yes, enough chit-chat. Take us to the monkeys post-haste.
The apes?
Certainly.
That's what the hobo said.
I suppose. Yes, I'll take you down to where the apes are. She starts taking you guys down to the research facility.
Okay.
And, you get down there, and alarms start going off.
Oh, to do.
What is that?
Something's wrong in the lab. And she punches the door, and it opens, and all the gorillas are out jumping around. The doors have been opened. And down below, you can see There's a variety of foes. There's a someone who's obviously Thrill Kill Mandrill.
It's pronounced "fa."
Okay, so wait, are they all inside the building?
Is this in Vietnam?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so I want to get to the fire controls, lock all the doors, then flood it with Halon.
Okay. Before you could do that, amongst the Thrill Kill Mandrill seems to be leading a group of electro zombies. They are heroes connected by wires with duct tape stuck all around them. They kind of look like dead bodies with robotic stuff wired into them.
Who?
And then you see a bunch of guys with those unidentified future guns who look like extras from Mad Max.
Okay.
And they're in there. Basically, they're opening all the cages and letting all the monkeys out.
Is this all one floor? Is there
You guys are up on a catwalk looking down.
Okay.
And then you can see cage upon cage upon cage.
A room full of being layers monkeys. Of
cages? There are layers of cages, yeah. And layers of there are ladders catwalks that lead around. Down. Catwalks leading around, exactly.
And so they're down on the floor.
They're down on the floor, yep. And
there's
that was
nothing stopping us from going down there if we were to leave.
That's
correct. Yeah, you really don't want to once that Halon starts pumping in. Okay.
And now is when we roll initiative.
Woo! All right.
This is one die.
Just one
there's
die.
There's something
right?
I can
yep,
do.
Just one die.
Ooh.
I can add two to my initiative. Fast draw one.
All right, I got
and
a six.
I forget. What is this based on? What thing?
It's speed.
Speed plus your die roll.
So I got a 17.
I got a 12.
I got an 11.
11. I got a 13.
Okay, 13 out of 12. Okay, let me get my bad guys all arranged. You all talk amongst yourselves. And
so, apes, this is weird. This
yeah, seriously, let's get the...
Actually, I did because the name of this adventure is something something of the apes.
I've always wanted to wrestle with an ape.
I'm saying this die doesn't actually roll sixes.
it's actually only five.
You should shame it.
All right, first up is Lung Fang, who is going to look for the way to lock up the thing.
Or at least just flood it with Halon.
Okay.
Which is a roll of six?
You like saying Halon.
What is they Halon? Do.
Halon is a fire retardant that actually strips the atmosphere of all oxygen.
Yeah, you remember?
Oh,
remember,
I thought it was like when someone was saying hello to Mr. Chaney.
You remember?
Oh God, puns again!
Good Lord. Wow. You remember in Terminator 2 when they have all when they have the gas masks on and they're going? That was Halon.
Okay. Yes.
But unfortunately, they don't have a system of gases that might kill all of the apes in their facility.
So they don't have any kind of double blind fire retardant foam.
They don't have stuff that doubles as
foam party.
Yeah. No, okay, all right.
Just release that.
All right. Foam starts pouring in.
To my window.
All right.
No.
So yeah. So then you get another action.
Moby shows up out of nowhere.
Okay, I will twirl around to take my Colonel Sow's coat off, but then I'm actually in my full like overcoat, regular outfit.
Yep, that's a free
Wonder
action.
Pretty much.
Oh, you're just spinning the whole time.
That's free.
Almighty
you can do
ISIS.
That.
Okay,
oh, nice.
So it's still your action.
All right, and we're up above.
You're about 30 feet above. Sorry, that's low. Make that 100 feet above.
Trying to figure out a way to create an EMP to like disrupt the transmission of the control of the ghoulies.
Yeah, they could just stay up here and shoot them.
I take my grenade belt and
can I detective that to see if there's anything I can do to like overload a breaker or something?
Give me an info science, actually.
Okay. 16. Oh wait, hold on. I re-roll the sixes, right?
Yep.
Oh. 17.
That was less impressive than I thought it might be otherwise. 17. Yeah, you figure if you spend like basically the entirety of this, you spend, let's say, 10 shots, you're currently at 14, you could probably create a makeshift imp.
Okay. That work. That's what I'd use.
All right. Now I'll move you down. Rhonda.
Yep. All right, because I did fast draw, I got to use a gun.
Okay.
I'm going to use my mini Uzi.
Okay.
And,
oh, it's so cute.
It's for ladies, because I'm a lady.
Is that one of those little phone charm things?
it's like a little poof ball. Yeah. It's pink.
All right,
I'm a girly girl. All right, so, the 10 is my damage, right? 10, it's damage.
10 is your damage, yeah. Oh, no, 10 is your roll.
Oh.
Your damage is on your gun.
It's the first.
Yeah.
It's the first October thought. Part.
Oh, okay.
Right, right. So October 3rd, 2001.
Means 10 is your damage. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
So if I'm. All right. I got this. I got it now. All right. Ooh. 10?
10. No, that is a miss, unfortunately.
But it was my first time using a gun.
I know.
Like, it was actually my first time using a gun.
Oh, ever.
That's why I missed.
That's probably the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd have beginner's luck, but yeah, you can't win them all.
Lieutenant Cao.
Okay, so you said they're about 100 feet below us?
Yeah, there's like three different levels, and each level is about 30 feet.
And are they... how accessible are they? I mean, like, how would we even get to them?
You can climb down ladders. There's ladders. You can jump down the catwalk.
They've seen us, presumably.
Why don't you magic down?
How many? And they're letting the apes out. So
they're letting the apes out, yeah.
I think of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Right now, there's probably about 10 apes. You would guess from the number of cages, there's probably like 100 of them in here.
And how many dudes are down there? You see... TKM.
Yeah, you see Thrilko Mandrill and about five of those sort of Ruin Runner guys with the guns. And then you see just off in the distance sort of about five of the cyborg-type guys coming in.
Could I use multiple magic points for a widespread, powerful magic
cone of fire.
Cone of fire. Unfortunately, no, it does not work that way.
Damn.
Sorry.
Besides, with a fire retardant, it would just eat it
up. Why can't they be vampires? They just put all this little tape on their heads, and it's just story over.
Maybe they'll just slip on the foam. It'll turn into like a giant pie fight or something.
So my choices at this point are either start climbing down a ladder or long distance shots with guns not made for that.
Right.
Okay. I guess I start climbing down the ladders.
Okay. Do you have, let's see, we'll call that a, what skills do you have?
Sorcery, defense, toughness, magic, speed, and guns.
No, skills.
Skills. Where's the, oh, sorry. Either. Info, yes. Occult, and police.
Let's call police. This could be your SWAT training. Can I have it
where I do that cool thing where they just don't even climb, they just slide down?
Yeah, give me a police roll so you can slide down one of the ladders. Yeah. I do that. Yeah.
Metal burn.
Oh, shit. that's not so good.
Yeah, you're going to get there fast.
Like 8?
All you needed was a 7.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. So yeah, you slide down. It takes you effectively 3 shots. So you're down to a 9 now. But you slide all the way down to the ground floor.
I'm so badass.
All right, Fitz.
And you're like, did anybody see that?
Seriously.
All right. So is there anyone here who looks like they're a leader or?
Thrillkill Mandrill looks like the leader.
All right. Well, then I'm going to take a pot shot at him.
Okay. He is quite a ways away.
Does he have any sort of robotics?
He does have robotics.
Robotics.
Blue Joe, he's all like, I know what to do.
Well, I'm doing robotics. It anyway.
Have you ever gone robotics tripping?
9.
You shoot your own gun.
9. Yeah, it's kind of too far, and the bullet ricochets off one of the apes' enclosures.
I thought it was ricocheting off an ape.
Ricochets off,
it's off
an ape.
The ape.
Oh my god. Like,
apes are bulletproof. Do you not know that?
Right, yeah.
Apes are deuced hard, aren't they?
I'm going to go to the zoo.
are the apes aggressive?
Yeah, they seem to be. I mean, they seem to be sort of reacting to all the chaos. And sort of running around and banging on things.
So is it
they may be
that
more scared
they
than
they wouldn't only
else.
Necessarily just be coming at us. They might come at the bad guys too.
Yeah, they're sort of running. They maybe seem to be making their way for the exits.
Okay, so they're maybe not as big of a threat.
Jackie.
All right. What's on the ceiling? Because the ceiling should be just above us, right?
Yes.
Are there like light fixtures or shit?
Yes. Let's say fluorescent light fixtures.
Okay, I'm using my fast draw because I have to, so I have to use my gun. But I would like to. Try to shoot one of those light fixtures so that it will fall down.
Okay.
On TKM.
On TKM? All right. Give me a guns roll.
16.
That is good enough. So you hit Thrilko Mandrill. What's your guns damage?
That would be 19.
All right. So we'll just use your guns damage. So basically, you blast away in a giant fixture falls right on TKM.
Ah,
and awesome. He takes 20 points of damage.
I feel less magnificent after
that. Yeah. Nobody saw the ladder.
Yeah, there's just
saw the ladder.
Sparks and the electricity sort of courses through his cybernetics and he shrieks in monkey anger.
Hey, right, don't forget the bacon.
There was one ape who looked kind of impressed.
He's like, all right. My telescoping bacon to like lure all the gorillas.
Rhonda.
There we go.
Yep. All right. I'm going to go after the big guy.
Okay, go boob something.
I'm gonna save that for the end. I don't know.
Ultimate form.
So you're about 100 feet up. There are ladders that go down. There are catwalks at about every 30 feet, and the bad guys are on the ground.
Can I leap down? Of this, by the way.
What's that?
Can I leap down?
It's a long jump, 100 feet.
Go for it.
So
I want to go.
Figure the room is about. Probably about 100 feet across.
Maybe I'll land on a pile of monkeys. You should do the thing where you like jump. I'm gonna jump and hold on to like the ledge.
Catwalk.
Of each one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your skills? What do you got?
I can drive.
Info celebrities.
I thought she was kidding.
Do you have any kind of athletic-y type skills? Is there anything like that?
No.
I'm a big gal.
Or is there a stat for that?
There's not really a stat for dexterity.
Toughness? Okay.
So let's go with just a standard AV of 7. So you're basing off of 7.
Okay.
So roll 2 dice and add to 7.
Okay.
And all
right.
All you need for this is a 7.
Okay. So I got 9.
Okay. Yeah. You drop down and you land pretty much near where Lieutenant Cow is.
And everybody saw that.
I just turned to her and go, show off.
All right. Thrill Kill Mandrill.
Really impressive.
Well, it was mesmerizing, to be fair.
Thrill Kill Mandrill opens up on the two of you with his submachine gun, his futuristic submachine gun.
All right, so I have hair trigger neck hairs, which is gain +1 defense for the first sequence of any fight your opponents start unexpectedly.
Sure, fair enough. I'll give it to you. Right. Sure. Let me look up auto fire again real quick because I need to make sure
the robot monkey would try to shoot me.
TKM would be classified as my quarry.
Yes, TKM could definitely be your quarry at this point.
Okay, which one of y'all who's got like the best attack mechanisms amongst y'all?
Whip boy,
I'm pretty good with a whip.
I'm pretty good with guns. I got +4 guns.
Yeah, there you go.
For if I use a hostage as a human shield, we can make the apes a hostage.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, one of them's hyper intelligent and knows 300 words in sign language.
That's what
I was
saying.
Yeah, but you keep not using
it. But it's also got ape strength.
I'm gonna spend a fortune, okay. And I'm gonna share the homework with Fitz over there.
Okay.
Fitz gets a +1 on attacks against the quarry until the end of the fight.
Okay, against Thrill Kill Mandrill. Okay. All right, so
take that down. Don't forget that
Thrill Kill is opening up with a submachine gun, and that actually worked out for you guys. That is a 14. What's the defense for both of you guys?
14.
13.
Okay, so he will hit you unless you want to dodge or spend a fortune. Okay, dodge will cost you a shot, so it'll
move everybody. Or?
Just those two, the two on the ground. Do you want to dodge or roll fortune? Dodge he'll miss. It just spends one of your shots. So you go from 7 to 6.
I'm going to do a fortune.
Okay, so roll 4. Yep, roll 1 die. And basically all you need is a 15 to dodge, so you're good. You can do more.
So
if you want.
My defense plus...
Yeah, it's your defense plus the roll. So.
Oh.
So you're at 17.
17.
So there's a...
Second!
Tons of machine gun fire. You both dodged.
Right. Let me ask you real quick. Does this guy, when he's attacking me, does it count as scrounge tech?
Yes, it is scrounge tech.
Okay. All
right. Why?
I'm keeping track of my magic points spent.
And oh.
Anytime someone attacks me with a magic sorcery creature or scrounge tech, I regain I get a spent magic point back.
Yeah, so you get a spent magic point back.
I'm back at full magic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so there's a burst of magic as the chi war sort of affects you. All right.
Ooh, that feels tingly.
We're on to Fitz.
It's my shampoo.
I'm going to take carefully in this time. Try another shot.
Okay.
And I may spend a fortune on it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so definitely spend a fortune.
Okay, all right.
Don't you have to roll that 6?
Yeah. Your 6s are ending up on the wrong dot. My 6s are
ending up on the wrong dot.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Shot his gun again.
Okay.
We're all waiting patiently.
You're firing. I think you're firing from so high up, it's just kind of ching, ching, and you're just not close enough to hit him. It ricochets off another 8. all right.
Monkey catches
it. Jackie.
All right. Is there anything else to shoot down on them?
You've pretty much taken care of the
That's
lights
what
and stuff.
Figured.
Yeah,
I figured. All right, it's time for me to get down there. I'm going to go down the same way.
You're going to go
Rhonda.
Down.
All right, so
that's usually what I do.
I'm going to go down like Rhonda.
I never pictured you as a bottom.
It's a seven difficulty. If you have any skills, you can use it. Otherwise, it's a seven skill.
So. I don't really. It's detective intrusion and driving, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, when they said pitchers and catchers, I thought they were talking about baseball.
Yeah, I got it.
Sometimes that helps.
I played softball, sir.
The toughness, you said?
Just on a seven base. So. Okay. As long as you didn't get like a negative on your roll.
I got a zero.
You're good. Okay. So yeah, you're down to the ground.
All right. Do I get to do anything else or was
that was
my
your
turn?
Action that
yeah,
turn.
I figured.
Okay. Lieutenant Cow.
You
are on the ground with level with the Ruin Runners and Thrill Kill Mandrill.
So Thrill Kill Mandrill, you said he was right there and he opened up on me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Alright, so can I just magic blast the shit out of him?
Yes, you can.
Okay, now how does that work in terms of what the damage is and things like that?
The damage for your magic blast, I believe, I don't know. Is it not on your sheet anywhere?
No, I don't really see anything. It just says magic 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, magic 8?
Yeah.
Is that the skill?
Those are his points.
Yeah, that's what I used.
Okay.
I don't see anything.
Let me look up the magic chapter, why don't I?
Yeah.
Sure,
why not?
It says back of attack sorcery 13.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking, is the sorcery, you spend a magic point.
Yeah.
And you do sorcery.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Let's, for now, let's call it 13 attack and 13 damage. It just makes sense.
Okay, so I blast him. I blast him right in the face.
Okay.
Really wanted to get the job.
All right.
No side conversations.
Sorry.
All right, give me an attack roll. All
right. One from that. So what is it? You said 13 is my face. So 14.
14, that is a hit. And so you do 13
magic,
points
the shit out of that guy.
All right.
Totally did.
You blast the commando and
so what happens is I do all these fancy hand movements and then like this giant Buddha hand comes down through the ceiling and just goes
Totally holy grailed him. You Monty Python'd him.
No, I Monkey Kinged him.
All right. Nice.
Nice.
All right. Yes, so that is a ton of damage to TKM, who is at 33 of his 35, so one more good shot will take out Thrill Kill Mandrill.
Sweet.
And it is Rhonda's turn.
All right. Thrill Kill Mandrill, one more shot?
Yep.
Let's do it. Bring it on. Two. The other one. The sequel. All right. I'm going to do some martial arts.
Your role.
I'm going to do some martial arts.
Okay.
So I was on the ladies' field hockey team in high school.
Of course you were.
So I'm going to roll up my socks.
I'm going to hurl a very comfortable shoe at him.
And I'm going to, I don't know, instead of using a field hockey stick, I'm going to grab one of them monkeys. Stretch it out.
Stretch it out?
Yeah. And fashion it into a field hockey.
Are you going to do a Tulsa Doom arrow with a monkey?
And I'm going to go right for that sucker.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, just a side note, I actually don't know how field hockey works.
I could tell.
I was about to say, hey, did you guys check out my Buddha fist? Pretty cool, but now I feel again, like...
Monkey attack!
Ooh, tough.
No, that didn't happen.
It doesn't count if it wasn't on the table.
Shit.
She's making arrows out of monkeys. I don't know what's happening in this world anymore.
Yeah, I have to admit I am right now distracted from the battle. Just
that's an 11.
Yeah, exactly.
An 11?
Yeah. Even the bad guys are like, did you
Do you
see
want to spend
that?
A fortune die?
Let's do it.
All right. So roll one die and add to the 11. Because 11 is a miss.
Oh, yeah. 17.
That is a hit. And that finishes off Thrill Kill Mandrill. Do you want to kill him?
You know what? I have a soft spot. No, fuck him! I'm gonna kill him.
5 years bad luck if you kill a monkey.
I feel like perhaps he might know things.
I think so too.
I think we can't tell her at this point because it's too fast.
Yeah,
no, she's going for the kill shot. I'm like, no!
So I take the monkey.
Yeah.
No. And I shove him head first down his throat.
Don't kill him, and we'll pay for a dolphin tattoo for you.
She's going to shock the monkey.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Are you guys want me to keep him alive?
You want a tattoo of somebody actually born in Austin who still lives there?
All right. So this is what I'm going to do. I take the monkey and I fashion a pair of handcuffs out of him. And I handcuff him to the ladder.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you know how monkeys work either.
How would a monkey do this?
I've never met a monkey.
How
big a monkey is this?
These were apes until she brought monkeys into them. But
some
then
kind of cross between streaming consciousness and German porn.
This is some straight up
somehow
what?
Involving monkeys and handcuffs and field hockey. Rhonda knocks out Thrill Kill and ties him up with a monkey.
You know the cop does have handcuffs, right? Yeah. Like the real one.
But it's not monkey.
But the
handcuffs.
Monkey works better because if anybody tries to feed him or free him, the monkey's gonna go bite him and give him the hantavirus.
All right.
She has a strange sort of logic to her. All right. Decision.
I don't think that word is what you think it means.
This causes the Ruin Runners to flee in terror.
Of course it does.
Of course.
Just as Lung Feng slams down on the emptiner he built, and Electro Zombies all fall down. Defeated.
Hooray, we killed Barbara Mandrill.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
How long did you hold on to that?
Cut.
All right. So,
probably going to come into this.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Dr. Koo comes in and is sort of horrified and gets the security to help put the monkeys.
Oh, I spin back into my colonel's house.
Oh, okay. The security puts the apes back in their cages.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing with Thrill Kill Mandrill?
Wait, she killed him, right?
No. She handcuffed him with a monkey.
We do have some cages right here.
Say, darling, Miss Doctor Lady, do we have an analysis room of high-tech scientific things?
Well, of course.
I say, do you mind if we, interrogate a monkey?
I don't know what's happening.
Look, it's future business. Normally you wouldn't be involved, but I do need your scientific expertise.
All right, you guys go to a room to interrogate Thrill Kill Mandrill. They do indeed have one of those fancy rooms with all kinds of CSI-looking devices. And
It
zooms into stuff.
Okay.
There's little holograms.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is his chrono signature? What time period did he come from?
He comes from the future.
Look, we've got medical equipment here. I say we go full Cronenberg on the monkey.
The monkey's like, I want to get out of here.
He wakes up and looks around and looks at all of you. You've not stopped the future, fools. Simian resurgence is inevitable.
Oh, wait, that's what this is about?
Oh.
My dear Mandrill, I don't want to stop the future. I want to make money off of it.
Anybody else disturbed that an ape is talking? And I'm still looking for my lady love. It's a secret! Stop talking about it!
Is she a monkey?
Yeah.
No, she's Beyonce.
She's a lady
man.
You can't
stop the ape resurgence?
That's one of my favorite albums from the 80s.
Yeah, that Village People movie.
I'm just going to say, resurgence implies an original surge. When was the original surge? Did I miss this?
Before the rise of the humans,
I'm guessing. Yes, before humans came about. Some kind of evolutionary...
That's never been proven.
Oh, you are from the Midwest.
Does he... We kind of search him. Is there anything relevant on his person?
He had a bunch of guns.
We take those.
He has a bunch of cybernetic technology you can't really take out of him.
Is it more duct tape guns?
Yes, more shitty duct tape guns.
We could take it out of him if it becomes necessary.
Yeah, that's true.
Does he have any drugs?
He does not have any drugs.
What's with all the duct tape?
They're all Mandrill drugs anyway.
Does he have anything?
Those are the best kind, mate.
Does he have anything that looks like it could have to do with the time traveling thing?
He definitely comes from the future.
No, but like devices that he...
Oh, like a DeLorean.
No. Maybe a DeLorean. He's got a DeLorean.
He was behind him.
The whole time.
He's got a Hitachi magic wand.
So, you came back here to make sure that we didn't stop the resurgence.
Oh, got an idea. While they're talking, I go and have all of the apes killed.
No.
That's what Steve Jobs would have done.
Like, maybe I could help you. I kind of think the apes, maybe they should take over the Earth here, TKM. So what exactly?
Does he disappear yet?
You know what? Apes, men, tomato, tomato.
Actually, you know what? His eyes sort of light up when he starts talking.
You've got no use for either.
And, the future. We need to fix the future. And the apes will be kind to the humans, like the humans were never kind to the apes.
Like a good deal.
We dress them up in little tuxedos.
Well, what do we need to accomplish to make sure this happens, buddy?
More adorable small
cars. Do you want more bananas?
He says we need the technology to create more apes.
Isn't that kind of built in?
No, not regular apes. Apes like me. Like Battle Chimp Potemkin.
Battle Chimp Potemkin.
It's
in here.
Kill all the apes and tell Scientist Lady that...
Why are you saying this out loud near him? Are you not understanding what I'm trying to do?
No, did you not understand when I said I'm leaving to go kill all the apes?
you're not the owner of the company.
Yeah, but
you're an investor.
It's an aggressive buyout.
Hey. He's just going to go down the rope.
Yeah, either I kill him or...
Maybe he just likes killing apes.
But anyway, explain to her that while this is really great research, it's also very dangerous, and we need to check out different paths for doing this instead of animal testing.
Okay.
I just want to see if he'll dissolve from the timeline being shifted.
So you came back in time to get technology?
Yes.
To take back with you.
Yes. In the future, we have lost the technology to create new apes. But we came back here because if we can control enough chi sites, then we can reshape the future and undo the devastation of the C-bomb.
Mate, do you just need human women?
No, we need technology.
I look so at much my, for a trade.
There I look plenty at my human picture of Marty McFly's family.
Let's just go outside and start slapping mosquitoes and butterflies until it disappears.
I like apes as much as the next guy, but this seems like a lot to go on taking his word for. We just want more technology so we can be kind to humans once we're there.
I am sort of curious. What are humans doing in the future there, bud?
Many of the humans are dead.
More importantly, what did humans taste like?
I don't usually eat humans.
But you have.
In the future, you eat what you can.
Aha!
Okay, so this kind of sucks in the future.
Yes.
So why would you want to help make this future happen?
The future has already happened. We destroyed the future.
Okay. The future is
so,
now.
So you haven't destroyed it in one particular timeline. You destroyed the future. What do we need to do to keep that negative future from happening?
Generally, I'm on about five... really good hits of window pane when I'm having discussions like this.
I mean, what you say you destroyed the future. Did you destroy the future you were just talking about, and now there's another future?
The future was the Architects of the Flesh had an authoritarian regime, and the Jammers were the rebels. We were going to stop them. And we thought that if we destroyed all of their feng shui sites with a bomb at once, that they would lose control over the future.
So you did that?
Yes.
And then what happened?
It turns out that the feng shui sites were necessary for life on Earth. And 97% of the world was killed when we set off the C-bomb.
Okay. Now, is this like Dragon Ball time travel rules where we're still going to have that shitty future, but then there's going to be a split in the timeline with a parallel reality, then they're going to be fine?
Yes.
The SLA and the SLA, and you're led by the Simian Army. We have come back to take the Feng Shui sites in the Contemporary
Simian
Junction. If we control enough in the Contemporary Junction, we can reshape the future.
Okay, so that sounds like a better plan than the other thing he was talking about.
Okay, so
Why are the
I come back.
Trying to stop you?
The dragons believe that no one should have control over all of this feng shui. They do not want us to reshape the future. They think that just because we destroyed one reality, we should not be trusted to shape another one.
Well, they have a good point, too.
All right, well, that's a bunch of dead apes. What's going on here?
You guys, this answer is soaked in blood.
Dr. Koo looks sort of horrified by all of this and just says, so what are you going to do with him?
Oh, we're going to kill him.
Okay, guys.
Actually, we're going to go cross-country 18-wheeling with him.
Okay, guys. Group huddle over here. Away, we're going to talk amongst ourselves for a minute away from here. But we'll be right back All right, guys.
Excuse me while I talk Cantonese with my friends.
You know, I got a ranch. I could take him in. He could be my kid. I could dress him up, take him to school.
Well, you've got a ranch in Illinois.
Yeah. In Peoria, Illinois.
I think we should tell this guy we're going to help him. And like, yeah, we're going to totally help you. Let's go with you. Show us where we go to do this time travel thing. And we'll come work for you. And then we'll see whether or not we actually want to help him. What do you think?
What you said.
So he came back here. We lied to the monkey. Control of the cheese site.
You can't lie to monkeys.
No, they don't have
to stop the future from happening.
Not to reshape the future, yes.
Ask the monkey. What cheese sites does he need to control?
Ooh, we should torture. Shock the monkey.
Ooh.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Dr. Koop wanders over to you guys. I'm afraid I'm going to have security escort you out.
Hey. Are you kidding me right now? Did you see the giant Buddha fist thing I did? That's not great. No security. We'll be out of here on our own time, and we're going to go save the world. How's
if
that
I
sound?
Need to, I can buy the rest of the shells.
Don't worry, no, he's fired. A police officer.
Well, your friend here said some very disturbing things about murdering all of the apes.
No. That was just a metaphor.
Yeah.
So, darling, did I tell you I'm an archaeologist?
We're going to take this ape here and get him out of your hair. Sorry about the mess. I flip her a coin. And we go over and try and convince the ape that, yeah, sure, we're on your side.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you're gonna bring in Thrill Kill Mandrill to your... You're going to listen to him and pretend to do his thing.
Oh, we should have him talk to the psychotic computer.
Yeah. That's not a terrible idea.
What if we put the computer on his back like a Master Blaster situation?
Oh, yeah, he's already got cybernetics.
Yeah. I'm liking
this plan more. What could possibly go wrong?
With him firmly still in... No, maybe not in handcuffs. He's wounded. He couldn't
do anything. In monkey handcuffs.
No. I really feel like putting him in handcuffs is a good idea.
But we want to convince him we're on his side.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's reasonable to tell him, like, I think it's fair to say nobody knows each other. You're a lot stronger than us because he's like an ape. Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to untie monkey handcuffs? That shit's like Shibari.
We never even heard of monkey handcuffs until we met whatever the hell is going on with, like, Peoria, Illinois over here.
Yeah, but you can't
I'm
argue with
results. I'm scratching underneath my boot. I got psoriasis.
All right.
Oh, there's not a blue world.
I've been sweating all day.
And so we bring to a close this adventure of Feng Shui 2, where you've discovered the Qi War and hooked up with a cybernetic monkey who you're going to abuse for information.
Did you pick a different verb than
hooked up? Nope, not on purpose. And possibly murdered a lot of apes.
Yeah.
And that's Feng Shui 2.
I'm going to call that a win.
Yeah. No, hey, that's. I think you did well.
Just in terms
everybody
of...
wins when men die.
All right.
Except
thanks for...
men.
I said everybody.
Not all men, Chris.
So was that weirder than our World of 77 game?
No, it was actually more coherent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
A little bit. It made more sense.
There was less drugs and sex, though.
Yeah
that's true. Oh, I mean, you were doing your part.
We got a little bit. there wasn't a U-Haul involved, so I assume Sarah's character just sex.
But this is a game I really like. There's a lot to this world, as you guys can tell. And if you want to check it out, you can find it on the links or go to Rogue's Gallery, where we have it in stock.
Where's that?
Oh, it's in Round Rock, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Rogue's
what do you
Gallery.
Sell?
Yeah, Rogue's Gallery Comics and Games.
And what do you sell?
Oh, we sell comics and games.
Oh.
Can they buy stuff through the link that goes to you?
We have a digital comic store. We don't have an online store. Games. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But maybe someday.
But maybe someday.
Yeah.
In the meantime, thank you for listening to Randy Plays Games, and we'll be back at you soon.